This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. warships and fighter jets are headed to the Middle East and nearby areas to bolster American defenses in support of Israel as both countries brace for a possible military strike by Iran. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selman has more.
U.S. officials say the new military capabilities headed to the region are designed to meet and mitigate whatever threats Iran and its proxies decide to unleash. But they emphasize the U.S. is looking to calm tensions, not raise them.
These are defensive capabilities.
The Pentagon's Sabrina Singh.
All of our capabilities that we have there in the region are defensive and to send a message of deterrence.
Singh also says there is a possible off-ramp, telling reporters a potential ceasefire deal to end the fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Hamas terror group in Gaza, one that also sees the return of multiple Hamas-held hostages, would be good for everyone. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
According to a memo released Friday by the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin took away plea deals for 9/11 terror attack mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others. The Pentagon memo also relieves the official in charge of the military commissions of her oversight in the case. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Waleed Mohammed Salih Mubarak bin Attash, and Mustafa Ahmed Adam al-Hassawi were charged in June 2008 and then again in May 2012 for their alleged roles in planning the September 11, 2001 terror attacks on New York's World Trade Center and the Pentagon. All three had been facing trial via military tribunal at the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.